straight down the line.
Sure.
Wait, well, you're loaded up with shells and champagne. Were you expecting such a reception, James?
No, not really. But this is unreal, you know. 14 boats sailed in here, winners. I don't think there's anybody on board who feels like we came last. We came round, and that's what was important. And that's the real buzz.
When you set off from here in Southampton 10 months ago, did you realise, in a sense, what to expect? Because you were a first. The race has been done before, but what you were doing was certainly unique.
Yes, it's very different for all of us on Time and Tide, you know. I'd been around once before by myself, and a lot of my crew had never actually been sailing before. So it was one hell of a challenge. It really was.
And did you have other complications as well, because you had some of your crew did have problems along the way that others would not have encountered?
Well, I think there were a lot of people who encountered problems, and they were no different from what we had before. Hang on, Graham, give me my hand there.
James's mum's coming on board.
I mean, do we have problems with Graham for a start? Losing a leg, losing some screws.
We had a problem with.
Just trying to get your thoughts together here, aren't you? It's a bit difficult.
I think when Brendan broke his leg, that was tough. And you just get used to problems like, for example, the guys with their false legs, they rust up. And I mean, there's all sorts of problems and complications that come in and hit that you haven't even considered or thought of. And it just makes every day a very interesting, exciting day.
Were you, in a sense, then racing a separate race from everybody else?
No, I was out there as the pace boat for Group 4, and round about leg 6 they took over.
So it wasn't a problem? There wasn't the problem that you were always seeing the sterns of other boats?
No, we actually led the fleet for a while off Rio. We came in 10th into Cape Town. We were 12th into Wellington. And we did well. We really kicked butt in some of the tough ocean.
What do you feel in the sense of a personal achievement for yourself? What does this mean to you?
It's just nice to be able to tick it off. There are some things in life you just want to say, yeah, done that. This is a terrific thing to have done and finished. I just can't really get over the fact that after 10 months of sweat, worry, fears and tears, it's all finished. You know?
And you've been a first, of course, which is something else you can tick off. Not just you've done it, but you've been the first to do it.
Yeah, I hope we won't be the last. I hope it will inspire other people to go do things. And I hope now that, you know, Time and Tide will move on and find other adventures to take part in. You know, with the disabled community, working with the able-bodied.
So if I said to you, would you like to turn the boat round and try again now and do it again, would you do it?
Maybe after lunch.
And what have you missed the most?
Oh, just being able to step away from the boat, I think. I've missed my home, I've missed my family, but it's really just been having space to be me. Running the boat, you find you're like you're the boss. You're the person least popular with the crew 90% of the time. And that's very difficult, because you end up with very few people to talk to.
Well, I'm sure not just Southampton, but the whole country, if not the whole world, are welcoming you back today, so congratulations.
Thank you very much.